piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent. And we're the Food Guys.
We were looking at this very interesting article. It comes from organicauthority.com, written by somebody with the suspect name of Shiloh Urban. I think that's a pen name. But it's called How to Cook with Oils, the Manifesto.
Yes.
The interesting thing about it, it turns out that just about all these oils, their smoke point is much lower than I had anticipated.
And that's very important to know what the smoke point is, because it's a danger that you're going to set your house on fire.
Right.
But also increased carcinogens in oils that reach their smoke points. If you're frying foods every day, that's probably not a good idea anyway. But if you're going to be frying foods, pick an oil, one or more oils, the flavor that you like, and then make sure you know where the smoke point of that oil is so that you're not going to exceed it.
That's
because
right.
That can also turn the taste of the oil. The oil may taste perfectly fine when it's not heated, and then you heat it up, and then you have an awful taste that happens to it. There are differences of smoke points even in the same types of oil. The information you get from different sources can be different, too. You have to use your judgment. And if you see a smoke point for an oil of a 520 degrees, for example, you know what I would do? I would take some of that oil, I would put it in a skillet, and I would heat it up slowly, and I would use a digital thermometer, measure the oil as it gets hotter. Your digital thermometer may not even go as high as reaching the smoke point.
That's right.
That's what I would do.
Turns out you probably aren't cooking at as high a temperature as they're talking about. But you know, I was really curious here. He sort of suggests that there's a lot of oils that you can't even bake with.
And I've seen this mistake made by many writers. And what they assume is that the baked good is going to get as high as the smoke point of the oil. And that is simply not true. If you bake a loaf of bread or muffins, a pie, for example, the sugar, of course, is going to get high. But the baked good itself is not going to get any higher than about 200 degrees.
Is that right?
And if you want to test the doneness of a loaf of bread, a loaf of yeast bread, stick a digital thermometer in it. If it registers 200 degrees, it is done. Take it out. Just because the oven is 350, 375 does not mean the good itself is going to get that hot. It won't.
Yeah, nor the oil that's in it. And probably the very lowest smoke point for any of these items is butter, about 300 degrees.
300 degrees.
You're well within
that range. Yeah.
So I don't think it's an issue with baking particularly.
No, it's not an issue with baking.
The issue comes with frying.
And there's a listing now of oils with a high smoke point. This is for frying above, as he says, 446 degrees Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, avocado oil is listed as having a smoke point of 520 degrees. That's highly suspect.
Yeah.
I have avocado oil. And I use it in salad dressings, and I don't think I would want to use it in cooking. I think it's got such a lovely, fresh, avocado-y taste with no heating.
Yeah.
I would like it that way. But if you want to test it out, do it the way I said.
Sure.
Put it in a skillet and just test the heating of it. And if it gets to the maximum of your digital thermometer and it's not smoking, then this is a probably correct number. He also says canola oil has a smoke point of 470 degrees, but if listeners of our program will remember, we do not use canola oil and we do not recommend it for any use at all.
Whereas corn oil is
457 degrees, that's fine.
You could use it for practically anything.
Now, there's mustard oil.
He doesn't even mention peanut oil.
He does later on, different category. Safflower oil is fine and soybean oil are fine for cooking, for frying. Then oils with a medium smoke point, suited to medium heat for sautéing. Almond oil is very delicate. I would not fry with it. I don't use cottonseed oil. Ghee, which is clarified butter, has a smoke point of between 374 and 482. That is a huge range. Ghee is perfectly fine for frying. Grapeseed oil is a wonderful oil for frying. Peanut oil is a wonderful oil for frying.
Oil.
Sunflower is as well.
I agree.
Oils with a low smoke point and suited only for very low or no heat, meaning marinades, sauces, and dressings, while he says butter. And it's true. If you're using clarified butter, you can heat it up to a higher temperature because ghee is like a clarified butter. But if you're going to be sauteing with butter, mix it with some oil that has a higher smoke point. Coconut oil is a good sauteing oil.
Mm-hmm.
Extra virgin olive oil for medium sauteing. He lists margarine, which I never use, and hemp, which I do not use, and walnut oil, which should never be heated up. Walnut oil you use in a salad dressing, and you can use it also in baking. Also, he keeps in mind that if you're using unrefined oils, they have a much lower smoke point than refined oils.
Yes. Bear all these things
in mind. Bear all these things in mind.
And come back next week for
The Food Guys. Da 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 da